This is the Locked On Jets podcast here on Sunday morning, November 27th, 2022. I'm your host, John B. from GangreneNation.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. This podcast is free and available on all platforms, including YouTube. If you like what you see or hear, hit the subscribe button where you're watching or listening so that you'll never miss an episode. If you're listening on a podcast source, please give the show a five-star review. If you're watching on YouTube, please give this episode a big thumbs up. These things help the channel out and help other Jets fans find the podcast. We're here with this special Sunday morning edition of Locked On Jets. Unfortunately, I was not able to do a regular Friday show this week because of holiday plans, but I wanted to touch base this morning because there was some big news that broke Saturday night, and it came from Adam Schefter of ESPN, who reported that Chicago Bears quarterback Justin Fields is unlikely to play this game. Now, if you've been following developments, common sense would dictate that Fields was probably not going to play this game. He was banged up last week. You know, he'd be playing this game less than 100%. The Bears are really not really going anywhere anyway. Jets have a formidable defensive line. Weather's supposed to be bad. I mean, all these things tell you, you know, you keep your young quarterback out of this game. It's pretty logical decision by Chicago. But this is a season where things have really lined up well for the Jets. The Jets have gotten a lot of breaks this year, and probably nothing has been more fortunate than the slate of quarterbacks they've faced. When the schedule came out, people were saying this looked like a really, really tough slate of quarterbacks. Well, the Jets have faced a lot of backup quarterbacks this year, and it looks like once again they're going to face a backup quarterback. It's likely to be Trevor Siemian, who you may remember, and I could not blame you if you forgot about it because it was such an uneventful tenure with the Jets, but he actually was a former Jets quarterback who started one game back in 2019. The Jets signed him in the 2019 offseason to be Sam Darnold's backup. Darnold was diagnosed with mono after the Jets lost to the Bills week one that year. Siemian's got the start in a Monday night game week two against Cleveland, went 3 for 6 for 3 yards, and then suffered a season-ending injury. You know, Siemian's not a starting-level quarterback. I think we all know that. And I think the way Justin Fields has been playing lately, it makes the Jets much more likely to win this game. In fact, I think this takes the game to the point where you say the Jets should win this game. If the Jets lose this game, we've got big problems because this is, you know, this Bears team. Justin Fields has been very dynamic recently. It feels like he's kind of putting the pieces together. But without Justin Fields, this, you know, this Bears offense should have trouble moving the ball against this Jets defense. My biggest fear for this game was actually Justin Fields in the open field because he's such a dynamic runner that, you know, I had these nightmares of him going one-on-one against C.J. Mosley. And I think, you know, looking at this game objectively, the Jets should have the edge. I think the Jets are the more talented team in this game. So one of the ways you lose when you're the more talented team is if the other team just makes a bunch of big plays to beat you. And Justin Fields certainly has the explosiveness to make those big plays, you know, sometimes with his arm, but also with his legs. I think Simeon's a much less dynamic threat on the at the quarterback position. This makes the defense's job much easier because you don't have to deal with as mobile of a quarterback. You know, Fields, the Jets pass rush in a game like this can kind of be a double-edged sword because you get pressure to Fields, he's able to escape the pocket. He's able to scramble and make big plays down the field. So I think the Jets' defensive line would have had to be a little bit more contained. You know, you would have had to be a little bit less aggressive, make sure you stay in your gaps. I think that's less of a concern with Trevor Siemian in the lineup if indeed he does play. So I think really this is the type of game, this becomes a game the Jets should win, even with their offensive issues. It means that they can lean more on the defense. It means they probably don't need to get as much out of the offense because the Bears offense is now going to be quite limited in this game. So, you know, if you're looking for a template, I mean, you hope the Jets offense does better than they did in that win against Denver, but maybe the best analogy would be, you know, playing Brett Rypien. The Jets defense was playing at a very high level in that game. The Jets were able to win that game 16-9. You hope the Jets get more out of this. You hope it doesn't come down to the last minute like that Denver game did, but you could see the path forward. It's just lean on the defense and avoid the big mistake on offense. It's interesting because when the schedule came out, and even a few weeks ago, this seemed like a really intriguing matchup because you had two quarterbacks who were drafted in the first round of the 2021 draft, two quarterbacks in Zach Wilson and Justin Fields, who were compared with each other pretty frequently. I mean, in the lead up to that draft, it always felt like the Jets were leaning towards Zach Wilson, but Justin Fields, for whatever reason, he was actually not the next quarterback off the board after the Jets picked Zach Wilson. It was Trey Lance, who San Francisco traded up for. But it felt like that decision was coming down to Zach Wilson versus Justin Fields. And this was, like, when it came out, even a few weeks ago, it felt like this was going to be a showcase game for these two quarterbacks, and neither's going to play because Fields is injured. And Zach Wilson, of course, has been benched in favor of Mike White. And as we continue this special Sunday morning edition of the Locked On Jets podcast, we're going to talk about Mike White, what he needs to do in order to help the Jets win this football game. And he's going to have to deal with some of the elements. That's what we'll discuss as we continue this Sunday episode. This episode is brought to you by Audible. Audible is releasing a slate of new football podcasts that we're sure you're going to love. And that's why you'll be able to find Block Forever available as a bonus episode on Locked On NFL right now. Block Forever is a brand new podcast from former NFL All-Pro Ryan Khalil, who actually played on that 2019 Jets team with Trevor Siemian, snapped Trevor Siemian the ball in that Cleveland game, and Audible. Khalil takes the conversation about football to the next level. He gives football fans an insider's look at the game through the eyes of the greatest players and personalities of all time. Khalil sits down with star players, coaches, and former pros across the league to get real about what happens on the field and behind the scenes. That's inside the locker room, during team meetings, and back at the hotel. You'll hear Christian McCaffrey talk about his love-hate relationship with fantasy football, and Juju Smith-Schuster give his most honest opinions about other players and positions in the league. New episodes of Block Forever will be recorded and released every week ahead of Thursday Night Football. Ryan Khalil and his guests discuss topics like the player's psyches, sports betting, playing through pain, being a leader, and how to deal with combative teammates. Nothing is out of bounds. It's available for free on Audible or wherever you get your podcasts. Head over to Locked On NFL for a sneak peek of Block Forever, or catch the full series available anywhere you get your podcasts. Available everywhere now. Audible. Get in the game. Today's episode is brought to you by Prize Picks. It's going to be a rainy day at MetLife Stadium with backup quarterbacks. If you're playing daily fantasy, you're probably expecting offensive players to do less than their projections. And if you play daily fantasy, let me tell you about Prize Picks. Here's how it works. You pick 2 to 5 players, and if they score more or less than their Prize Picks projection, you can win up to 10 times your money on any entry. There's no competing against other people. It's just you versus the projections available. And Prize Picks offers projections on any sport you watch. So this includes the NFL, but it also includes the NBA. It includes the NHL, college football, men's and women's college basketball, esports, tennis, MMA, boxing, and disc golf. Entries can be made in 60 seconds or less. It's that easy, and they have fast and safe withdrawals. And they're currently operational in over 30 states and Canada. So download the Prize Picks app or go to prizepicks.com to sign up and play daily fantasy sports. First-time users can receive a 100% instant deposit match up to $100 with promo code Locked On. So if you deposit $50, Prize Picks gives you $50. If you deposit $100, Prize Picks gives you $100. And don't forget to enter promo code Locked On. It's one word with no space, LOCKEDON, at sign up for an instant deposit match of up to $100. This is the Locked On Jets podcast, a special Sunday morning edition talking about the game between the Jets and the Bears, which is scheduled to kick off at 1 p.m. Eastern time, just a few hours away at MetLife Stadium. Jets looking to get to 7-4 on the season, and they've made a big change. You know about it. You heard about it during the week. Mike White will be starting at quarterback for the Jets against the Chicago Bears, and especially with Trevor Siemian in the lineup for Chicago. This is a game that's going to, I think, tell you a lot about Mike White, because I don't think anybody really believes Mike White's going to go out there and light it up. I don't think anybody believes Mike White's going to go out and dominate and throw for another 405 yards the way he did against the Bengals last year. That was a game where it kind of felt like he caught lightning in a bottle. It also felt like a game where the Bengals lost it as much as the Jets won it. The Jets don't need a lot out of their quarterback this year. The defense is playing at a very high level. It's different than last year. Last year, the Jets had pretty much nothing. You know, they had no talent. The defense was terrible. They really did not have the pieces on offense to be successful. This year's different. This year, they really just need the quarterback to execute the offense. And it's something Zach Wilson was not doing. And you know, when I watched the New England film over, I came away understanding more why the Jets made the change, because it wasn't just that it was a bad game for Zach Wilson. He just looked really incapable of executing the offense. He did not know where the open receivers were supposed to be. He was, and even in the instances where he did, his mechanics were just completely falling apart. And that's the thing. You know, earlier in the year, the issue with Zach Wilson was, I think, field vision. It's still bad. I mean, I don't think it's gotten any better, but I think his mechanics have just gotten worse. They've regressed, and it makes it clear why the Jets made the change, because they really just need somebody to execute the offense. They don't need somebody to go out there and make a ton of plays. They don't need somebody to make a ton of tight window throws. They don't need somebody to throw the guys open frequently. They don't really need a guy who is going to evade pressure and make big plays like with his legs the way maybe Justin Fields does. They just need somebody to go out there and hit the open receiver and move the chains, because the Jets have some talent on this offense. But beyond that, they really don't need that much offense because of how well the defense is playing. Mike White brings something to the table from that standpoint. He's a guy who can hit the open receiver. He's a guy who gets the ball out quickly. You know, the Jets are dealing with some offensive line issues, and sounds like, you know, maybe Max Mitchell, maybe Nate Herbig will be back in the lineup in this game, which could be helpful. But Mike White can get the ball out quickly. Mike White can make pre-snap reads. Really, the question with Mike White I have is whether he can protect the football. Because if he can do that, I actually think he can give the Jets everything they need. The problem is that he was very turnover prone last year. He was very interception prone when he was in the lineup last year. And he threw 8 interceptions and started played probably less than 3 games if he totaled the amount. You know, he came in the game against New England where after Zach Wilson got injured, so that game had already begun. He really only played a quarter against the Colts and then played, you know, the full game against Cincinnati. And I think he got pulled late in the game against Buffalo for Flacco. But Mike White really doesn't have a lot of experience, but he's thrown a lot of interceptions. If Mike White can protect the football, I don't know if Mike White's going to produce a ton of dynamic plays, but if he gets the ball where it needs to go, that's going to be enough for the Jets this week. And honestly, it's going to be enough for the Jets a lot of weeks. It's going to be important. Just don't throw the ball away. Don't put the ball in harm's way. And the Jets can win games. Now, I think the weather may be a factor in this game, because if you've been following the weather report, it sounds like it's going to be a very nasty day at MetLife Stadium. And as the game progresses, the weather, it seems like it's going to get worse. It's going to be a very rainy day. And part of this, I think, is, you know, Mike LaFleur may have to adapt his game plan a little bit. I think last week, Mike LaFleur, and it's difficult because during the week, you don't know what the weather is going to be on Sunday. So you can't really factor the weather in when you're developing your game plan. I think Mike LaFleur really was slow to adapt his game plan last week to the weather. It really did not matter, because after he did, it's not like the Jets could move the ball anyway because Zach Wilson was having such a rough time. But he dialed up some you know, long developing passing plays down the field last week, a very rainy day, or a very windy day where it was kind of difficult to throw the ball. And I think, you know, I don't think it's Mike LaFleur's fault that Zach Wilson struggled so much last week, but I think he could have done a better job at least designing some easier throws. Maybe Zach Wilson could have gotten a little bit of a better rhythm. So, you know, in a rainy day, ball security is going to be paramount. I think, you know, to the extent the Jets aren't coming out with a more conservative game plan, that's what's important in this game. You know, I think if they protect the football, they're going to have a great shot at winning the game. That's what it comes down to, because they really, you know, they've got enough players on offense to move the ball against this Bears defense. And with Fields out, Fields was the difference maker, because they're going to need to, if the Jets are going to lose this game, I think some big plays are going to go against them. And with Justin Fields out of the lineup, the big plays that go against the Jets are, you know, much more likely to be self-imposed, because taking a dynamic playmaker like Justin Fields out of the lineup for Chicago, it really limits what they're going to be able to do with the ball, because they don't really have a ton of difference makers on either side of the ball, especially with their quarterback out of the lineup. So on a rainy day, I think that makes, you know, I think the Jets are probably going to be pretty conservative anyway, but I think, you know, that perhaps that this makes it more likely that they'll be even more conservative, and you got to have guys hold on to the football. If Mike White does his job, if Mike White just protects the ball and does the things Mike White can do well, Jets will win the game. There may not be a spectacular performance. I don't think we'll ever see Mike White throw for 405 again. I'd love to be wrong, but, you know, a couple hours would be great if this podcast was wrong on that and Mike White's thrown for another 405. But really, protect the football. Do what you need to do, and if you execute, Jets should win the game. Anyway, that's all for this special Sunday edition of Locked On Jets. Hope you have a great day. Hope you enjoy the game. I'll be back after the game to talk about what happened.